Okay, so the topic for today is Ksiva Kedibur. The first Mishnah here in the seventh parak of Gittin discusses the situation of a person who is ishtatek. The Mishnah says, look at the second line on the first Malkar. Ishtatek amal nichtov get ishtacha v'hirchim v'rosho. So if he communicates by nodding his head, you check him three times to make sure that he's really not just on, it's on Twitch, but he's really nodding. So, even though there's a din of tzivur abal, apparently tzivur abal can be accomplished through hirchim v'rosh. The Gemara, a little later, after the sugyas of refuah, the Ayin Aleph and Aleph, quotes the din of Rukana Marav. First line, Amar Rukana Marav, Cheresh yochel adav mitoch haksav, kosvi v'nos and gel ishta. Even though Cheresh generally is not considered a ben das, can't divorce his wife. But if it's yochol the daver mitoch haksav, if he can write instructions to divorce his wife, kosim nos and gel ishta. So Rav Yosef asks, I don't understand. Isn't that similar to our Mishnah of the case of nishtatek where he nods his head and we give a get based on the nodding? So here he's writing; it's better. So where it says, no. Amar zera ilim kamar chayni ilim. Ilim is different. Ilim is the ben das. The Mishnah is talking about a person who's a ben das. He just can't speak. He had a stroke. Can't speak. So he nods his head. He's able to communicate that way. By a cheresh, it's not a bendas, so maybe ksiva won't work. So Rav holds that ksiva works by a cheresh. It's a chiddush. And the Gemara in the next daf, in days of an aleph, concludes that we don't pass it that way. The Gemara says, quotes a brisa, tanik vasei dervashi, etc. Kasav sofer lishma v'chasmu edim lishma afal pishek chasmu v'chasmu v'nasnu lo v'nasnu lo hari get batel. Actually, Yishmu Kolo, you have to hear the voice. So the Gemara says, Kolo lafugim Rav Kana v'Rav. Kolo is coming to exclude the Shita of Rav Kana v'Rav, who holds that a Cheresh, Sheyochel Davim Rizot Hatzav, could be Kosev v'Nosin Gat L'Yishta. So the upshot of the Gemara is that a person who's a Ben Das, Nishtatek, so then Hirchin Rosha works. When it comes to a Cheresh, we have a debate. Kana Marav says that the Cheresh, that's Yochel Adavim Mitoch Haksav, so he's able to give a get to his wife. And the Gemara concludes that we don't hold that way. Now, it's not clear if the Maskanas of Gemara, a Bendas, could write Ksu Get Lishti. Meaning, today we have, okay, this whole session on telephones. Rav Schechter, his first sefer, Eretz Tzvi, the whole kuntras to the back. From his father about can the husband call up? The husband lives in a place without a Beis Din. Can he call up the Beis Din in New York? Good morning, the microphone is over there. Can the husband call up and do the tzavah? But they didn't have phones once upon a time. So the easiest thing to do is to write a letter. The guy lives in New Hopitz. He writes a letter to New York, write a get to my wife. You give a get to my wife. So is that considered as sufficient? So the Rashba over there, the Hosu Shonim just has the Rashba on the sheet. Source number two, the Kosva Tosus to Loma Atinan Ela Cheresh Yochel Dav Mitoch Haksav. You shouldn't stop Cheresh of our Das. When we conclude the Halach Zalak of Kana Marav, that means a Cheresh can't write Mitoch Haksav. Yes. Yeah, we're just talking about the Sugya, the beginning of the seventh Perek. The Mishnah says, Hirchim Barosho, Yishnathik is enough. But Rav says that a Cheresh, Sheyachel Dav Mitoch Haksav, that's also enough. And the question is, what's the relationship between a Cheresh is versus an Ilay, a person who's a Ben Das, and Hirchim Rosh. So we have a debate here between the Mishonim. Can a Ben Das write Ksuvu Get Nishti? That's sufficient. The Gemara seems to only negate the possibility of a Cheresh. A Cheresh isn't a Ben Das. When he writes it, it doesn't count. But a Ben Das, a Chora, could write Ksuvu Get Nishti. That's the Deas Tas Tosfos, another Mishonim, source number two. Kos Matosos, Lo Matinan, El Cheresh, Yachol Dav, Toch Hatzav. Should the stam cheresh al berdasu? The thing of afal misha kosev v'ksav yodo lo chashvina le berdas lismochol ksivoso. So a cheresh, even if he writes it, we don't think it's real. Maybe it was just a fluke. You know, aval pikeach shakosav v'ksav yodo kosev v'nosi get ishto. A pikeach says, write again. Writes a letter. Write again. V'chein u'mshalach v'ksav yodo v'desayam lichta v'litein get ishto v'edim kosev min al ksav yodo to lomazuyah. We have to ascertain this is indeed the husband, but we have a proof that this is the husband's handwriting. The Lashon Yishmu Kolo is Lavdafka. A Ksiva is also Shishmu Kolo. They're hearing it, Mitol Chaksav, right? The Lashon is Sheikh Adavim Rizal Chaksav. So maybe a cheresh can't, but a regular ben das can. Yochel adav and tochak sa. The hami kamakum kolu lav davka. The ikah harchanas arosh. So says the Tosfos, if harchanas arosh works, so ksav yad is better than harchanas arosh. Harchanas arosh is a remiza. Ksav yad is a furish. We are with the sefta lamash tohach in the rashbakos sefta. I didn't put the whole thing, and he concludes alma filu pikeach in kolspin ashi yishu as kolu mamish. So if the beis is showing him here. What's the halacha of a ben das who writes k'slu gam ishti? Is that sufficient? Do we need to lishmo kolo mamish? Or do we say that no? As long as we understand what's going on, that's sufficient, and it's clear the lashon of the Gemara against yochel adav mitoch haksav. So a ben das yochel adav mitoch haksav. According to Rav Kana Marav, even a cheresh yochel adav mitoch haksav. We don't hold that way. So the obvious difficulty with the Rashba's shita, namely that even a bendas can't write, is what? The Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? A bendas can do what? He can communicate through Hirchim Arosha. So, Chora, Hirchim Arosha is much worse than Ksav. So, the Rashba deals with that. I have here in Tosfos Rosh two answers. Alpha gav darchana mahani, source number three. After darchana adifa tvei mishu demara begufa. Maybe Arachana is better than writing, which is pretty surprising. You know, if I would ask somebody on the street, what's better, a person to write, or a person who responds to a question and kind of half nods, you have to check three times, what's better? L'chora, writing is better. Says to Tosfos Rosh, and the Rosh holds this way, L'chora, then no, Arachana is better. Arachana is better. Inami nishtatek t'i'efshav inin acher ikilu b'mishu b'takana sagunus. Second answer that the Tosfos Rosh brings is that really we always want deep work. We really want deep work. She says, "Takana sagunos, the God is nishtatek. You won't be able to divorce." So it seems like apparently the need for call is a dindra banan, apparently, and therefore he's mekel mishum takana sagunos. If it's the race, it's a little harder, but possible. Question?
Yeah, I'm just, what are the people in the cheres shalat? What's the cheres shalat right?
The Kana Amarav, the first line of the sheet, says Cheresh Yochel Dav Mitoch Ksav, he can give a gift. The Gemara rejects.
He can't speak when he can write.
Yeah, so the Gemara rejects it because a Cheresh is a Cheresh. What about a Ben Das? Can a Ben Das write? So that's what Machlokes is showing. The Rashi says no, writing is out. You can never write. Hirchin is it works. Hirchin is better than writing.
What's the difference?
So one day those Rashi that Hirchin is a Maisa Bekufo. Okay, what does it mean by the Google? The Ksav is also the Google, you're using your hand. What's the difference? Lachora, by the Ksav, you need the pen, you need the paper, somebody has to interpret it. Here, it's just a rep. He's communicating. They ask him, do you want to give a get to your wife? Three times, you know, whatever. Hey, lav, lav. We see he's not confused. So that's apparently more direct. Which is, some are saying the opposite. The Ritva writes, of course, that Ksav is better than here. You have to think. But the Rashba apparently thinks otherwise. Now, the Rambam also, it's Matuk in the Rambam that Ksav is better than Hirchin. Or it's an interesting deal with the Rambam, look at source number four. We know that by Hirchin Rosha, both can give up Amin, right? What about Ksav? He has to write three times, divorce my wife. So the Orsamech is back in the Rambam, that's not true. You write once. It says Orsamech, source number four, to Emes, Kvianira, to Lobainan, Vedika, to Dafka Archana.
When you write, you express your will explicitly.
Writing is like speaking. So you don't need to be bodek again against the Rashba. The Rashba thinks that Harchan is better than Ksav. So I thought this would be an interesting opportunity to discuss a Shas Sugya. The sugya of ksiva kedibur, we get the lashon of the Gemara already. Cheresh yochel daver mitoch haksav. Daver haksav again, right now in the Rosameach, right? It's ksiva bebendas harid mamish hiskalus ritzonu hagomor v'habim kimitzav bepeh. He's like speaking. So this is a debate in the Achronim. Interestingly, there's no sugya in Shas that deals with this issue of ksiva kedibur. There is a sugya that deals with a similar topic. What is that? Anybody know? So in Brachos,
the next
Makar, here or Kedibur. Okay. There's a sugya here or Kedibur. Let's just see it inside. It might provide some type of background for us. It might be, you know, when you have a sugya that you don't know what to do with, we give a technology shayla. There's no technology that didn't exist. You know, so we have to go to the sources and try to find something that's similar. So this would be like a Siva Kedibur did exist, it just wasn't discussed. So a little bit different, but the same methodology of looking back at the sources, seeing what you do know, trying to expand upon that, it would be the same type of methodology. So here, the Mishnah in Brachas of Chacham Beis speaks about Valkeri. Valkeri, there's Takanas Ezra, Valkeri shouldn't say a Brachos, shouldn't daven until he goes to Mikvah. That Takanas was in Spatel. Although there's some Hasidim who continue to try to do the Takanas Ezra, even though it's not Achim anymore. But in any case, Mikra then is not necessary. But at one point in history, it was necessary. So the Gemara is talking about a time when Takanas Ezra was no way. And the Mishnah says, Valkeri Mahar Beliba. Valkeri shouldn't say Kriya Shema, he should only think it. Amar Avinah Zosomer is here Kadiva. So Takanas Ezra is, he shouldn't say it. But he can be Yotze Kriya Shema. How is he Yotze Kriya Shema? By thinking it. Here Kadiva. These are the Kadiva Dami, Lam Mahar. If it's not Kadiva, what's the point in thinking it? He's honest. Elamai, here Kadiva Dami. Elamai, here Kadiva Dami.
Once it's
divorced,
then you'll
have to discuss it, you know? See, so like, I've got divorced, excuse me.
Elamai, it is.
Elamai, divorced,
then you'll have
to discuss it.
Once you say it's divorced, then.
If it's divorced, then Lachara, you have the same problem. Okay. The Lord says, no, okay, so first opinion, here is divorced. Rav Chisda, I'm here with divorced, thank you. Rav Chisda calls divorced, he's like divorced, you'll have to discuss it. Elamai here la kadibur dami. It's la kadibur. So why it's appointed mahar la mahar? Kadesh loya kol olam oskim bo who yoshavata. He shouldn't be portioned with tzibur. At least by mahar, he puts his hand over his head, over his eyes. He looks like he's being statev. You know, he's sitting there. He's not, you know, just reading the newspaper. He's like, you know, as if dominant. So we have a debate here between Ravina and Rav Chisda. Here or is kadibur. The accepted halacha is almost always shown in paskin that here is la kadibur. It's not enough to think. A bracha, it's not enough to think, so you have to articulate, you have to move your lips. Ideally, you should even hear, your ears should hear what you say. We assume here is lav kedibur. Now, based on this, what would you say about ksiva? So, two approaches. What do you say? What do you tell you?
If it's worse, then it's for sure not. If it's meaning if writing is worse.
If writing is worse than here, but you think writing is worse than here or better than here? If writing is worse than here, then certainly. Right, because, okay. And let's say writing is...
It's hard to imagine it could be worse. How can you get right without
your... Lachora, when you write, you're thinking about your writing. You're articulating your thoughts when you write. So Lachora, it's better. It's better than here. So the Gemara doesn't talk about the sugya. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. So maybe the Gemara doesn't talk about it because what? It's just like here. That's one approach. The Gemara, just like here, it doesn't work, so the Gemara doesn't bother mentioning it because it's equivalent, let's say, to here. The other approach is saying, no, here is out. But Faksiva, that's, you know, stronger, and it's in. So again, it's very hard to know anything in this Gemara. I think it's an interesting starting point, and the Achronim do refer back to this sugya in various ways. I just want to mention before we begin this discussion is that, firstly, when you have a sugya that has no clear makoros, so it's just amazing to see how people scour shas, finding rayas from all sorts of places. Some are better, some are worse, but it's just amazing to see the makias of the Achronim. It's not discussed even in the Rishonim; it's discussed only in the Achronim, exclusively. And secondly, I think it's important to point out that there are certain areas where this is not going to be a shaila, the common lakan. Meaning, if a person writes lashon hara and prints it in a newspaper, so anybody can say, "Oh, I hold ksiva is lav kadibur," so no problem. It's hard to imagine anybody's going to say that, you know. And likewise, if a person in a kohen gets up, you know, in the morning and writes the Birkas Kohanim, you know, even if it's ksiva kadibur, it's going to be hard to imagine that you're yotzei Birkas Kohanim ksiva kadibur. But there are many, many cases in the middle, and because the ksiva applies to so many areas of life. And mitzvos and averos, this topic comes up in many areas. So just to give you a taste of the issues, when it comes to mitzvos, so tefillah, can you be yotze davening, can you yotze brachos, can you yotze sfiras omer, big discussions. A guy read the beginning of the letter, hayom yom shlishi la'omer, and so was he yotze, can you say a bracha that evening, if you already counted, if you will, through ksiva. So that's when it comes to mitzvos. When it comes to Averos, big discussion, Shvua v'ksav, person signed that he didn't even have a latzmi, b'shvua, b'cherem, whatever, X, Y, and Z, and he signed it, or he wrote it. Is writing kedibur. Person was mekala, You write it, it's a rakal chavira, the gadev, except all the questions of Yisurin. A person took a shvua that he won't talk to somebody. Can you write him a letter? Call him Yisurin. So with mitzvahs, we have Yisurin. And then you have concepts. Concepts, which is a whole discussion. Agadas Edus, that's actually a sukkah word. You have makoros, you know, it's ksav. Kvias Bechor, a person writes that this Bini Zehu Bechor, he wrote it, he didn't say it, would that be sufficient to establish the status of the child as a Bechor, etc. So this mamish comes up all over the place. And the Chronim talk about like very, very specific cases. A person's in the middle of davening and he's texting. So you're not allowed to talk in the middle of davening. So is texting called talking? Is that a hesek? Things like that. Again, they don't usually talk about texting, they talk about writing, but it's the same type of thing. You know, and this comes all over the place. So the first, to best my knowledge, who discussed this is the Chavos Yair. Chavos Yair, Yair Bachrach, one of the early Achronim. And he has two tshuvas, and he says to himself in two tshuvas about this issue. So if you look at source number six, he says, "Af im yesh makom lebaldin lachot lomer deksiva havi kedibur." So then he says, "Ayin lekaman tshuva kufta lidavot." So it's not clear who added this, probably the Orech. But there's a, he footnotes that there's another tshuva about this. So in this tshuva he says, even if you tell me the deksiva is kedibur, v'duch lachrita mikol makom, the kumash pasav v'udraw, makosiv dvar Torah, tzorich levarich. Right, a person is writing the Torah in the morning. He didn't bench Birkas Torah yet. So does he have to say a bracha Birkas Torah before he writes? They come back to the same rayas again and again, and they're always, it's very unclear how to, you know, the din of Mipim himself, just to get it out there. That's like probably the most clear makor that discusses this issue. You can't write Eidus Piksav. So this is a double suffix. First of all, is that an exception or a rule? You can't write Eidus. So some people say, well, you can't write Eidus, there's a kasuv. Really, you see from here that Ksiv is Kedivur. She says, there's a kasuv of Eidus Piksav. Another say, Farkeret. The din of Eidus Piksav is a bidin haas. Tell me that Ksiv is not Dibur. And even if you're able to figure out which side makes more sense, there's another question, is that within the Reisa, right, the Rambam, Rabbi Tam, Hilev, right, is it really a funk, how do you look at that then? Meaning maybe a person could speak, could send his Ksav Eidus. Maybe just an Hilev who can't speak can't. You call a Reil Bilev, you're like, yes, well. So again, what's interesting is that the same Achronim, or different Achronim bring the same Rayas, and they take them to different directions. And then he quotes Ar Sugya in Misha Aksa. V'haki mucha compared to Misha Aksa. Amar Rav, this is a statement of Rekhan Amar Rav, Chere Shiyachar L'daber Mitoch HaKsav V'lo Nitzku Sham Tvarav Elok Abigitin Shrami Da Ksiv V'mikri Shafri Dibur. The Lashon of Yachar L'daber Mitoch HaKsav, the Lashon we began with, is a Raya, says the Chavos Yair, that Ksiva is Kedibur. And then after a discussion, he says, V'achar Iyon Yer Lomar D'dav L'olom Ksiva L'av Kedibur.
Says the Chavos Yair, it's not true. You might have thought that, but in the end, upon second thought, Ksiv was al kedivur, and a person writes on a piece of paper that he's mekabel shvua, that he's no there, he's nishba. There's no akimas pid, it's not bitui svasayim, and it's not kedivur. So his conclusion here is that Ksiv is lav kedivur. If you look in Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Shuva. They're not dated, so it's hard to know which is first, but okay. The Zecher L'davar, Sensor number 7, Ksav Asher Nichtav Hashem HaMelech Ein L'Hashif Yehud Davar HaMiskayim Yoser Nehevel Pi Dibur Gamayse Tfei. So he says, what's better, Ksiva or Dibur? Ksiva will ask. It's Miskayim. Dibur is transient, right? Gamayse Tfei. In terms of the act, moving your lips is just akimas svasa, but when you write, you're moving your arm, it's a more significant act, potentially. Al kaparim k'shem mefarish b'ksav k'shitali d'havalei dibur v'dubali shem isi b'sefer nachla shiva. Maybe it was nun shiva, I wasn't sure which was. There's a sefer Nzir Shimshon and a sefer nachla shiva. They're both written around the same time. And I think it's nachla shiva, because Nzir Shimshon was like, I think, born just around when he passed away, so like, makes sense. It's Nachal Shiva. In any case, if you see when they say Nachal Shiva, she could run in Eile. V'raya od
with itzrich miut kavi edus with people k'savim. So since there's a miut, that's an exception. K'savim is an exception. It's not the rule. Kol kol miksas tvarim echmiru chazal dvar divu v'losagi v'ksiva. V'intovar ikei lama li gavi get at she'ishma v'pia megarish v'lom ani im kosif v'sofer v'shkasa v'tur. So why by gittin is it not enough to write? He's assuming that. V'yishnova d'shani hasim d'tara amra v'chasa v'lo. Mashma ba'al atma yichtov rak she'mitzav lo v'shomei akolo. Hava li ksiva. So really the Hagdash writes, but through hearing it's like he hava li ksiva sofer k'ilu kosva ba'al. So he doesn't have a great explanation, but he says chumra deshi is shiny, and you know if you write a letter, it's not enough. You know, if you wrote in front of the sofer, maybe it would be enough. He's not really contending with that. He thinks the end says chumra deshi is shiny, but basically the conclusion of the Chavos Yair in the second shuva is that ksiva is lav kedibur. Ksiva is kedibur. Ksiva is kedibur, right? Ksiva is dibur, it's just by gittin not. Okay? And just by eidus not. Ksiva is kedibur. Now, obviously, if you have a stira in the shuvas, you have to figure out which is the ikra shuva. So the shuvas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reisher, the author of the Ein Yaakov, he has shuvas, and here's shuva. He says, shuva tasi b'shuva ha'was yari sem kuf tzari dalin, fasa b'shitus kumash kasavnu v'herich, that ksiva is kedibur. Ach, sham b'simint hezva, fasa b'hepech, so it's a Chavos Yair, we should pass like the second tshuva that ksiva is kedibur. But this is a huge discussion in the Achronim. If you look at Yaakov Emden, the Shelas Yavis, he assumes that ksiva is lav kedibur. V'alma mashma li de ksiva kihirhur. Right, he gets back that sugi of hirhur kedibur. Ksiva is like hirhur, and therefore it's lav kedibur. Rav Eger has four tshuvas, one after another, in Chelakama. From Chof Tes to Lamed Beis, he discusses with his uncle Rav Wolf Eger about this issue. He discusses the question of Sfiras Omer. That's why it's like a famous. A lot of people know this tshuva is Rav Eger. There's actually four tshuvas, one after another, back and forth about this issue. And what's so interesting in the tshuva, again, there are many interesting points, but the question of what's the Hanachat Yisod? Like, if I ask somebody on the street, is Ksiv Kedivur or not Kedivur? So I don't know, what would you say? Is Ksiv Kedivur or not Kedivur? Just what's your boy's son? You would say not. Okay, I would also say not. But so Rav Eger, let's read it inside. Ruinah she'ela she'ela Adoni Mori ve'Dodi Hagona v'Hakira im Ksivas Hayom Kach v'Kach Omer im Yotzi de Svira b'Zeulah. If you wrote today is X Y to the Omer or your Yotzi, the Tala Davar im Ksiva Kedibur Damiulah. He discussed this Hakira. Then Rav Wolf Eger assumes that you're not Yotzi, assumes Ksiv is Lav Kedibur. Shav Yaakov, Shelev im Kosav Harim Nishba, Lohavi Shvua, discussion of Shvua, the Ksiv is Lav Kedibur. So just like it's not Chal the Shvua, so too you're not Yotzi, Sfiras Om. Vehevi Raias Lavarav, Lezeh Dime Adoni Dodi Hagaon, Gam Nidon Zelazin. He yeh inyanti Veshut Hanav, Venechonin Dvarav. I'm very happy. I pushed up all the rayas that Chavos Yair has. Ksiv is kedibur. We reject the rayas. Aval behemul harayas shehevi the ksiva lav kedibur dami lora isi raya bruna b'dvarav. So this is a fascinating law in Rav Eger. He says, well, you have no raya that ksiva is kedibur, but you also have no raya that ksiva is lav kedibur. So like he doesn't have a hanachas yisod, like a basic assumption. He thinks that it's an open question. He's not really sure. Again, I would have thought Ksiv is Lav Kedibur. There's no Chronim assuming that it's Pasha Ksiv is Kedibur, and then you feel rise against it. Like, so what's your basic Hanacha? Which I thought was interesting. This might explain also why you have Stiras in Achronim. It's not just the Chavos Yair. There's also Tshuvas of the first Ger Rebbe, the Chedush Yerim, and Tshuva Yoradei, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. It says exact opposite of both Tshuvas. Neither of them are dated, so nobody knows what to do. So the Avi Nezer of Talmud said, oh, the first tshuva, you're close to Shabbat Rishon. The first tshuva is there. But like, you know, the fact that a Talmud Chacham can write a tshuva, X, and then the next tshuva, Y, it just goes to show that this is a really unclear issue, and Rav Eger is not satisfied with the fact that there are no good rayas that Ksiva is Kedibur. You need a good raya that Ksiva is Lav Kedibur, which I think is fascinating. When it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of the Achronim ask a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it's much of a stira, but it's just interesting. It was already referred to in the Chavos Yair. If you look at the source number 10, Hakosev Divrei Torah. This comes from the Avodram. Person writes, he wakes up in the morning, he didn't say Birchas Torah yet, he writes Divrei Torah. So, some Achronim assume, why is that? Because Ksiv is Kedim. Because the Chavar says in the next Sif, however fast is it, if you think in learning, you don't have to know like the Grah. The Eel holds, if you just think in learning, you don't have to say Birchas Torah. And then the problem is, according to Ask, in the Shul, in Yoradea, Reish Chaf Aleph, the Mechaber brings down from the Rambam, Meshema Ka'odin, Mishanishba Onodar Shalol Davir Yuchaber, a person took a Shvua not to speak to somebody, he can write a letter. He can still write him a letter. So obviously, there's very easy ways to get out of the steerer. Meaning, you could say that Darim is a function of Vashem Ne'adam. When I said I'm not going to speak to them, what did I mean? What was I thinking? So people think, even if it's Sivis Kadim, where that's not how people usually refer to it. You know, I said I won't speak to them, so I write a letter. Likewise, when it comes to Adram, the question of Birchas HaTorah might not be a question of Dibur, it might be a question of a Kiyum Mitzvah. So you need a Maisa Mitzvah. Here is on a Maisa Mitzvah. So you don't say a Bracha. But Ksiva is a Maisa Mitzvah. So you say a Bracha. They're different. There are easy ways to get out of the Stira. But the Achronim are bothered by this. They ask this as a Kasha. Is Ksiva Kadibur? And Hilchos Birchas HaTorah assumes Ksiva is Kadibur. And Hilchos Nedarim assumes Ksiva is Lav Kadibur. It gets very labidic. And these like Tshuvas that are like 12 pages long, really fascinating discussions. It's hard to go through them. But here and there, there's interesting lines that come up. So all this is just background. I want to give a little bit of analysis to this question. Ksiva Kedibur. Question?
I'll put the string on the side.
Thank you. So let me ask you. The state that holds Ksiva is Lav Kedibur doesn't really need to be analyzed. It's Lav Kedibur. If Ksiva is Kedibur, how in what way is it Kedibur? So what are you tying? What's the Chafa Demayon? Every time you have a Chafa Demayon, you have to ask yourself, X, Ki, Y, Ksiva, Ki, Dibur. So what's the relationship to Ksiva, Dibur? So what are you tying?
There's communication.
Communication, okay.
Communication, there's an expression of your Das.
Communication, expression of Das. Okay. And then for what? Therefore, it's the same. It's
they're parallel.
They're parallel.
They both can.
No, I'm saying they're equal.
Not equal.
Okay, I'm saying they're equal. What are you saying?
They both accomplish similar things.
They accomplish similar things.
They both accomplish communication.
They both accomplish communication and expression. Okay, so if they're not equal, then what? Then what are they?
Similar
aspects.
So in some ways, Ksiva is better. In some ways, Kiva is better.
So not to say maybe they're. Maybe Ksiva is better, or maybe Ksiva is worse. So that's something here I want to work with. In certain respects, so it's a little bit complicated. I'm trying to simplify it. I like always having like a very clear question to try to, you know, and there are pluses and minuses to that approach. But let's work with this equals plus and minus approach. So if you say that it's, let's start with minus. In what way is it minus? Yeah, question.
I know this is a minus, but maybe, even if one is Ksiva, does communicate and express Das, maybe for certain things I need a Mac or something. It's not really necessarily communication or expressing the Das, but it's like a certain halos that happens when you're using the sauce that you want this to do. So my PC can't accomplish that. You can't have like a halos that happens through your speech.
You're never like, didn't have flaw. Like, there's certain
right, if you have flaw, stop maybe see
right, possibly. That's the question, because some people say that in Darim, you know, Shvuas, the zeros could be accomplished through Ksiva. So then that's part of the question. He'll bring rice all the, for example, there's a truma, so just it's funny to see the range of rice he'll bring. So the Mishnah says that Elaim shouldn't be Torah because he can't say the bracha. So say that, what do you mean he can't say the bracha? He'll write it. So book from here, the writing bracha isn't a bracha. I mean, it's like amazing to see the creativity in Achronim in trying to figure it out. But again, I want to focus on this question of equals plus or minus. In what way is Ksiva equal to you? So I think you answered that already. In what way is it equal to Ivor?
You communicate, right?
It's communication. Tikshoret. Now, this is a big chiddush, because when the Torah says you have to say Kriyashma, so does it mean you have to say it? Maybe it just means you have to communicate it. And if you communicate it writing, it's enough. So that would be a chiddush. I think there are some Achronim who assume that way. If you look at the source number 14, Rosh Shlomo Eger has tshuvas, the first tshuva in Yerodea, he writes like this, Inyan HaDibur, the point of Dibur is to express your thoughts. Hatuna bekerav li ba'am ulagia lezulasa. V'alkein shave li imaloshen hu shaliach aleif. It's equal to me if you use your words or yado kasev shaliach, or you use your hand. You can use your mouth or you can use your hand. You can write or you can express orally. It's equal if you express it to your friend orally or written. It's exactly the same. Now, the problem is the next line, he seems to say that writing is even better, but we'll leave that for now. But again, I'm not trying to tell you these are the shitas of the Achronim. I'm just saying, bisvara, the possibility that ksiva is equal, the chafet demayan is exact, it's ma'amish kedivor, that's one option. I raised two other possibilities. Maybe ksiva is inferior, or maybe it's superior. In what way would ksiva be inferior, and in what way would we see superior? What do you think?
It's less personal.
It's less personal, so therefore it's inferior?
Yes, in certain things.
Okay.
Yeah. That would rough them out. You know, there's something.
You connect through the speaking.
About speech itself.
Right.
Not just vis-a-vis other, vis-a-vis yourself.
Vis-a-vis yourself.
Meaning you yourself speaking is a greater, a lot of times a greater personal expression than
writing.
Writing something down.
Okay, so maybe you can tie that ksiva is like hearer plus. You want to say it like that?
Sure.
Okay, so maybe it's minus. It's hearer plus. It doesn't have the real personal touch like you described. In what way is ksiva better than? Miskayim, the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair said two things. What did the Chavos Yair say? Look back at the source, number 6. Sorry, source number. What was it? 7. Dover Miskayim Yoser Gam Maase Tvei. So it's more an act. Again, I'm not sure that you keep it specific. It's not really an act. But writing is more of an act. It's a little hard to gauge.
More
concrete, and it lasts. It's Miskayim. So over here, maybe it's Miskayen and it's Maisa Tvei, it's more significant Maisa. So we have already three Mahalchim, had a look at the relationship between Ksiva and Dibur. Is Ksiva exactly like the Chafa Demayim is Mahamish equal? Or is Ksiva inferior? Or is it superior to Dibur? Okay. So I agree that you probably have to fine-tune these studying a little better, especially the minus. Like, Nathan will say one thing, I will say a little differently. Meaning, is the minus that it's like here or plus, or is it's a function of the relationship? But certainly the possibility that it's less than, it's kid, it reaches the threshold. It's not like here, it's more than here. Or saying it's better, which I think is a fascinating possibility. If you look here in the acronym, the Ksam Sofer, source number 13, Bahasha Nami Tetsif. Right, ksiva is a kalvachomer meakim esfasim.
What's the kalvachomer? What's the context of this?
He's talking about a shvua, b'ksav. So if you take a shvua b'hirur, that's not chal. But if you take a shvua b'ksav, he thinks that it should be chal. Why should it be chal? Because if it works when you say it, it certainly should work when you write it. Because writing it is what? Stronger. Then, again, what would be the stronger? So you could say that it's more of Isaac, etc. And if you look at the tshuva of the Shah HaShemin, he was a Akron, lived in Litta, he moved to Boston around 120 years ago. So when he came to Boston, he wrote a tshuva called Kerem Shlom, wrote Drashas, so which tried to make the people in Shmiras Mitzvahs. When he was in Europe, he wrote Kiddushim. So he has in Shuvah Shad Hashemin, the very first Shuvah, he's talking about writing in davening, real davening. Can't talk in real davening. Can you write? Write a patek to somebody. Today, with messaging, it's very okay. People all the time are on their phones. If they daven on their phones, they're also messaging.
Texting is similar to the second Shuvah or that?
Yeah, yeah, totally. So it's like texting. What's the meaning of texting in real davening? That's what he's talking about.
It's
like okay. Anyway, the Maisa, he says like this. He quotes the Tumah. Tumah has a long piece about this. And the way he interprets the Tumim, not talking if the Tumim actually says this, but he says, V'nei nirba aliyot divriya Tumim, t'ikra tam d'ksiva k'divur dami, hainu mitam hirur halev, t'ikra v'ksivaso, k'moshu kasav, t'shemekabel v'livo ina k'siva. He basically assumes that hirur is not k'divur, but when you do hirur and you write it, you express your hirur, It's hero plus. That's why I put it on the board. Like, yeah, hero plus. That's how he understands the tool. So, and then he actually argues with him. But these possibilities, I think, of equals, plus, or minus are certainly viable ways of understanding the relationship to hierarchy divor, the chafet divayin. Is it equal? Is it inferior? Is it superior? Okay. So just briefly, I want to discuss a couple of nafkaminas to this question. Yeah, a lot of discussion on Akronim, and they're very long discussions. If you look here, in the Shu Tiferes Yosef, he was the Mechutin of the Divrei Chayim of Tzant, the Rav of Par Mishla. So he writes like this. The Shintas HaSovrim, the Ksav Havi Kihotzi B'Sfasam, if you assume that Ksav is Kedivor, Gam Yitzarech Lig Mor B'Libo L'Tziruf Gmar HaLev It won't work. Says the Pharisee Yosef that, let's do a little background. Let's say a person sells something, and in his heart he's thinking they don't want to sell it. What's the halacha? Right? He says he wants to sell it, and he sold it. You apply Dvarim Shulev to what you write. So says the Tiferes Yosef, you wouldn't apply the principle of Dvarim Shel Ein Dvarim. Because apparently, the only reason Ksiv is Kedibor is because of the Dvarim Shel Ein. It's like the Hirur that you have concretized. If you don't have Dvarim Shel Ein, you're just being forced to sign it. It doesn't stick. As Vali Lamahani Rakhav Voti Sfasav Az HaDvarim Shel Ein Dachal Levatel Dibor Shel Peh Levatel Dvarim Shel Kasav This is a discussion. Many of the Truvas talk about a shochet who signed, who wrote on a piece of paper that he will never shecht without another shochet there. Apparently there were shochetim who were not so scrupulous and they were passing off the treifas as kosher. So they wrote on a piece of paper that they're mekabel al atzma, never to shochet without somebody else there. Becherim, b'shvua, whatever. And then you find out that they were shechted. You know, so the question is he possible shechita by the fact that he violated the shvua? There's a lot of the discussions about this issue. If I remember correctly, that's what he's talking about here. So he says this guy was forced to sign it. He didn't want to sign it. He didn't really want to do it. He was just being forced. They didn't want to let him shech unless he would sign it. So he didn't really mean it, and therefore it doesn't mean that he's a possible based on that. I think he still has to figure out whether the shechita was good, but in terms of the fact that he violated the shvua, that doesn't possible. Because if the shvua wasn't chal, why wasn't it chal? Because he didn't want to sign it. So, what are you talking about? What is the Tiferes Yosef assuming? That the Ksiva is equal to Dibor? It's better or worse than Dibor?
Worse.
It's worse. And because it's worse, Dvarim Shel Ein can ruin it. Right? Okay. And likewise, in that same Truva of Rebbe Eger, he talks about Tiferes Omer. One of the writers brought, if you hold Ksiva as Kedibor, how can you write Shem Hashem? You're not allowed to express Shem Hashem as it's written, Yud Kei Valka Yizeh Zichri Yizeh Shvi La'olam Yizeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. You can't express Yud Kei Valka, right? You're not allowed to write, say that word. So I probably ask, well, Sofer writes Yud Kei Valka, so it must be Ksiv Azal Kedivor, because it's Kedivor, he violates the Isser of saying Shem Hashem, which is a strange raya. It's very easy to get out of, because the way you say that word is obvious, so, but whatever. Anyway, well, what does Akiva Eger say? Oh, pardon? Yeah, but
now say yeah, whatever.
Okay, but I'm saying is also writing it even if Ksivas Kedibor, the Dibor will be Adnus Lachar.
Rabbi, I think there's an interesting Riz who says like Adnus is like
it's the same.
Yeah, it's like
right. That's a question. Of, okay, so that's I might fall into this discussion, but again, I don't think the Riz will get involved in this. Like it's a very strange type of. It's interesting. Eger was involved in it. He's answering the Raya.
Oh, also, just be that the answer is to express it like many other things.
Right. In any case, early Lomar the Khan of the Duskos Raizu, the Hat Lav Haki, Kashim in Idran, the Ksiva Kadibur, Ech Matini Adin Ragleno, the Sofri Stam, Shakosi Mishem Avaya, also we cross Ksava Mazanazet. Val Korcha, Sarek Lachale, Tahiki the Mechavi Behapuch, the Krisos, the Yakashiv Kriya, Lom Mikri, Korez Hashem. So the King Eger doesn't say Alki Kafli Tiferes Yosef, Tiferes Yosef says you need Kavala to make it into Ksiva. You need Kavala to make it into Ksiva. The Rebbe says if you have kavana lahepich, you don't want it to be kedivor, then it won't. So ksiv is kedivor unless you think otherwise. And every sofer is thinking otherwise. That's how he's assuming. Again, I don't know if that's what he's thinking, but that's what he's up. He did. That's another thing. So again, this chora fits with this idea that maybe it's like a ksiva, a dibur minus. It's a dibur minus, and therefore kavanah hepul churur. If you look at the next logger, the tshuva of the Bris Avraham, he was the Av Bezdin of Piotrków. Piotrków is a city in Poland where the chief rabbi, Rabbi Lau, his father is a Holocaust survivor, and his grandfather was the Rav, was the Rav, the last Rav of that city, Piotrków. He was killed by the Nazis, and his son, the former chief rabbi, was a child in the Holocaust. So this is the tshuva of the Bris Avraham, and he talks about an ilay. If we hold ksivas kedibur, would ksivas be kedibur by an ilay? It's very familiar with the discussion of the Beit Tam by Edus, that Edus could write their ksav and say the best, but only if they could speak. If they're an ilay, they can't, because it's roilabila, hindu lakasim. So says the Bris Avraham, the whole sapi glove of the Shmuel b'Ksav Mahani, the discussion of whether Shmuel works by writing, haidu b'keach the roi labila v'lo b'ilei. It's only by b'keach, not by ilei. Fizeh yeshlom et lomatzino sfarazu elu mitzvah. Okay, so that's the first thing he says. So why would I think that it wouldn't apply to an ilei? Again, if ksiva kadimur means that ksiva, the dibur means communication, and ksiva is communication, so l'chora, it wouldn't make a difference. The fact that I can't communicate via oral communication doesn't mean I can't communicate via written communication. And likewise, if I think the ksiva is better than dibur, then the fact that I can't do dibur doesn't mean I can't do ksiva. But if you think the ksiva could dibur is that it's like inferior, it's called roi lobila, it's like you began to speak. It's like writing is like the beginning of speech, so it's enough. But if you can't speak, you're not going to be able to apply this halacha. It's a little different than what I was saying before. I was saying before it was like here or plus, right? That's the way it was formulated by the Shad HaShemit, that it was like here or plus. Here, the hearer exists, but it's more like the ability to speak, and then you're like almost speaking. But if you can't speak, we won't say this halacha. So that's what he assumes. So the Chora is a different form of minus. Right? Here? Then he has an interesting chiddush. L'fizeh yesh lomar, in second line, l'lomat zinu sparzu el mitzvahs. We mentioned before that this concept comes up in many areas of halacha by mitzvos, serious omer, brachos, kriyashma. It also comes up by yisurin. Says the Bris Avraham, "Well, ain't svar lomer kin vavira. Shatorah kosva shelo laavar ba'ofen zelomer tiv osa vavira ba'ofen achar the osa mishum the roy lasus ba'ofen shekasvatora ha'ich nomer the havi kroy kaven the havi avira lo mikri roy. If you chiluk ze as yishaper kushes machaber that no the davar muter lichtov." Right, the Mechaber Paskin, based on the Rambam, based on the Gaonim, if you take a neder, you won't talk to somebody, you can write him a letter. Why? We won't say Ksiva is Kedibur here. Why? Because Ksiva Kedibur is like, he says like this. It's not Roy Ledavar. It's not Roy Ledavar. It's interesting, Svara, Roy Ledavar. It's like, you did almost Dibur, writing is almost Dibur, so we'll consider it to be Dibur. We're not, by mitzvah, we want to consider it to be dibur. By avera, we don't want to consider it to be an avera. It just, again, you can agree with the svara, you can disagree with the svara, but it's clear that he's assuming that ksiva kedibur is that ksiva is less than dibur. It's just enough. So it'll be enough for mitzvahs, because we want mitzvahs to happen. Avera, we don't want, so we won't consider it to be enough. Okay? You don't have it? He's saying there's a din of roi lekach. It's roi. Mitzvahs are, we want mitzvahs to happen. Averus is something we don't want. So we're not going to say it's good. It's good. We're not going to say it's good enough. By mitzvah, we'll say it's good enough because we want the mitzvah to be miskayim. By averus, we won't. That's what he's assuming. Okay. You have to see more of it. If you look at the next one, Avkamina, Avnei Kodesh. This is Rav Nochum Levi. He's Av Bezin of Shadik. Min Aliyah. He's been here in Harzaisin. His kids were the famous Baharan family, Ben Rav Nachum. They changed their name from Levi to Baharan. So Rav David Baharan was Rav Shlomo Zalman's Rebbe. It was his Rav Nachum Shadik's son was Rav David Baharan, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Rebbe. Okay, so he has a Shire as a Jew, was Avnei Kodesh. It's actually interesting. The Avnei Kodesh has also the tradition of Nachum Shadik, Nachum Levi. And Shlomo Zalman Baharan was another of his children, and he was printed by his children. And he writes that his father didn't let them publish his Kedushim unless they published his grandfather's Kedushim, Nachum. So the first half of the Sefer is Nachum Shadik's Kedushim, the second half is Shlomo Zalman Baharan's Kedushim. Okay, so he has an interesting discussion here. We say Ksivas Kedivah. When is it Kedivah? What are our options? No, meaning Bishas Ksiva or Bishas Mesira, meaning I write something. So it's Diva when I write it, but let's say it's 2 weeks later. It's in the mail. Now it appears in Beis Din. Do we consider it to be Diva now or not? So if you look here, L'dayti HaKdusha Yishlomar, the Vaday HaKsiva Lo Mahani Bishas Kriyasa Beis Din Rak Sivasa Moy Bishas Sivasa. If you want to write in Beis Din, that's one thing, but you can't write and send it to Beis Din. In Cain, she kosev veso chusu bezin will have a shvur bezin klal. So if you have to take a shvur in front of bezin, you have to write in front of bezin. You can't send it. L'hami shvur. Odi shlomar dehecha amrina deksiva kedibur she kosev kaseider hadibur. Amrina kol teva she kosev have a kedibur mamish reviv. Unav she kosev shlo kaseider ozev v'makom v'achakach ozev v'teva acheres v'achakach kosev rishonos ve'emsa have a kedibur shlo kaseider kach yistarfus osya she kosev. So he says because you don't know if he wrote it in order. Maybe he wrote the last word and then he wrote the first word. It was gibberish. If you write the words out of order, it's gibberish. He didn't write Hareini Bakaval Atzmi Bechirim Ushvua. He wrote Chirim, then he wrote Hareini, and then he wrote Shvua, then he wrote Makabel. So he didn't say anything. So he's assuming that what? That Ksiva Kadivur is how? How it's written. The ksiv itself is a maisa of a dibur. So both these nafkaminas, the question of bishas ksiva as opposed to shas masira, and the question of the need to write a kaseder, if you think that ksiva kadibur is about communication, does it make a difference if you write in order? Does it make a difference if it's bishas ksiva, shas masira? You're communicating either way. You're communicating either way.
It's very literal approach to the word.
Right, it's very literal. Right, if it's less than, it's the hearer, so it's essentially like the expressing it through writing is like speaking right now. And it has to be done kaseder, again, kaseder in an inferior way. Lachara, if ksiva is better than dibor, this also wouldn't be a problem. I would think that it would work even Shlomo Shas Maisa potentially. Yeah, for sure. But and Shlomo Kaseida would also be sufficient. Okay. A few more nafkaminas, just very briefly. Yeah, question?
The Machlok was showing earlier whether you could write somebody's writing as Al Nafkamina. We should argue
the question of writing, that's how I started the subject, meaning are you allowed
to Nafkamina?
What do you mean, Afkamina?
Then you would learn that only someone who's not
Bardas
can't write.
That's how I began, right. I'm not going to necessarily, unless you tell me otherwise, indicate whether or not it's better than, or worse than, or equal. I'm looking to try to understand these Afkaminas. Yeah. I'm only analyzing Sadness, see this Kedibur. In what way is it? What's the Chav in the mind? Is it equal? Is it better? Is it worse? Just briefly, look at the Ksav Sofer here. Only not that we should cost a Megillah. The question is: the person who writes the Megillah is he yotzei the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. He wrote it. He wrote the Megillah. Wonderful. Okay, so the technical problems: did he it's mitoch ksav? Did he read it? Did he write it mitoch ksav? He's writing it. So it's not so. He's using another Megillah. Okay. The question is: fine. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning that you have to read the Megillah following him. So if he's writing the Megillah, how can
he's a paper?
So it could be he has a Megillah in front of him. Usually, a sofer looks at a Megillah and then he writes. So instead of reading it, he looks and he writes. So maybe it's like looking and reading. That might be sufficient. So that's the question of Ksiva Kedibur. That's one of the Gemaras they talk about. In any case, Omer Mihatu, Bishakosav Megillah, Kamoshi Hik Suva Lefaneno, Belinikur, Hafsek Mikros, Bein Tevos, Tloshaicha Ladadi Mitocha Ksav, Ein Lehem Hachra. Mitocha Ksav, Ein Lehem Hachra. Al Derech Shamu Chazal, Gimel Mikros, Ein Lehem Hachra, Eino Misapir Maisanes, Al Yidin Ksivas, Asha In Ruvan, Al Yidin Ksiva, Asha Dover Pen. There are a lot of Kris and Ksivs, and there are a lot of, the words can be written in different ways. For example, what word is this? Shin Nun Yud Mem. What word is this?
Shanim.
Shanim or?
Shnaim.
Shnaim. So is it Shanim or is it Shnaim? So says the Chasam Sofer, and likewise in Mishnah Aryeh, looking at Nechi Tama. Hey, Hefshar Klav Umar, Kach, Kol Iker Aloshan Tali Benekudos, Merofa Tevos Mishtane Avarosam, Opi Shini Hanekudos. Is it Shnaim or is it Shanim? Depends on the Kibnikud. Ich nehme the Choshev Kamir, the Havi Koge, Hashem Vos Yosef, Eilu Osios Atzmon, Yimikro, Osam Benekudos Acheros, the Peh Gamki Lan Yisr. This gets back to the question Diego dealt with of writing Hashem Hashem. Says it's just a yod and a hey. It's you know, it could be different ways of pronouncing it. It's not after Hoge Hashem Be'os Yosef. There's no nikud. So the Mishnah Aryeh assumes it will only succeed with the dibur if you write with the kudos. If you don't write with the kudos, it's not going to succeed with the dibur. Why? So and the Sab Sofer also spoke about pisuk, right? Glinikud behatsik. Right? What do they say? Commas save lives. Let's eat, grandma, or let's eat grandma. You know, you don't eat grandma. So commas save lives. Let's eat, grandma. So if there's no pisuk, you don't take ksiva kedibur. You only take ksiva kedibur if you write benikud and with pisuk. Look at the Meshivas Nafesh. This is a Ari Leib Tzinnis. He wrote a lot of svarim, and he wrote on his Maseva, says, please publish my svarim, publish your svarim, and I'll be special schluss. A lot of people want a schluss, they publish his svarim. So he wrote a lot of svarim, many svarim. He wrote Gittin, Get and Kusher. He wrote another svarim called Meshivas Nafesh. So he writes there, Odir Lomar, Nafilo Omar Bepeh, Loshan Hanemar Bishtar, Beches Ches. What's Ches Ches stand for? Cherim Chachamim. Or Beshin Dal Al, Beshfuah Doraisim. La'av Bidus Fasayim Humikri, Kevich Eino Ela Rashi Tevos. So he says a person who would say, Harini Mekabel Atzmi Beches Ches, that's meaningless. We don't speak in Rashi Tevos. Says the Meshivas Nafesh, if you write Harini Mekabel Atzmi Beches Ches, even though it's clear what he wrote, it's not chal, because ksiv is kedibur, and if you say it, that's meaningless. Now you could have said it's chal and then like yad or something, but hey, he's not going that working with that. So all these achronim, nikur, pisuk, Rashi Tevos, right? Note, rikon, right? Rashi Tevos. All these assuming that what? What are you talking about? What are they assuming?
Again,
if it was about communication, well, it really depends. Let's talk about the trikon is what? In terms of if it's tikshoret, it's perfectly good tikshoret, right? Everybody knows ches ches means cherem chacham. And shin dal al means shfuah d'oraisa, right? But in lechora, it's shfuah d'oraisa, it's less than dibur. And therefore, so let's say, what are you talking about?
I'm not sure. Objective. No, isn't it like objectively ksiva based on the fact that without a clue it's hard to communicate, it means that it's less communicated than
so you're saying, forget it.
Within
communication, it's not really called communication.
It's higher than D-Works and Aspects, because Aspects and Ekonomi. If you're on a kudos, it can be two words. When you say shanin, it means shanin, not shanin.
That's not even what I'm saying here. It's clear. They're just more taking the equation like very literally. It's a mice of Dibor.
So is it relevant to this question or not?
Might not be.
Sure, yeah.
So in what way?
It either is saying that it's like a near plastic idea, in which case that's as you're thinking it, or that's as you're writing it. So, but
they're assuming it has to be explicit. It has to be.
Yeah, because that's taking it very literally.
Right. If it was about tikshoret, communication, the core of communication exists
yeah.
here. Although the thing with the nikud maybe isn't good communication, meaning, so you can split without nikud, it's not good communication, right? They might think it's creation, it's not good communication. The question of Rashi Tevos, that's a hard, very good communication,
right.
So they really can split it over here. Okay, and lastly, the question of different types of ksav. We know that there's ksav ashuris, like the Sefer Torah ksav, and then we have shorthand, or what we call ksav agol, or in Lashon HaNachron, ksav mishita. The way I write it on the board, it's ksav agol, ksav mishita. So the Machane Chaim, who was a student of ksav sofer, Chaim sofer, no relation, he writes, "Liz fina haisi mechadesh tavar chadash." Okay, it's good to be mechadesh tavar chadash. It wouldn't be good to be mechadesh tavar yashan. Haisi mechadesh tavar chadash. Hagam iamrina amira v'ksav havi amira. Well, God does it dafka v'loshan hakodesh or yavanis. There's a special status in halacha to Lashon HaKodesh and Yavanis. And likewise, discussion first. Let's say I press a button, I press print, and I print something. If I just press print, I didn't actually write the whole thing up. I just press print. So, in terms of, you know, your hearer, like go over Belibo, pressing print might not be enough. I have to actually write it out for the hearer. I'll just press print, it might not be enough. In terms of communication, in the end of the day, it's communicated just the same. And lastly, the question of a chasima. Let's say something's written, and I just signed it. I hereby certify everything here is correct. And it says on top, so I certify that to be correct. Is that kedivur also? In terms of communication, yes. In terms of, you know, maybe contractualizing your das, maybe not. So, what we saw here was this fascinating discussion of kedivur kedivur, a sugya that has no real clear makor in Shas or Rishonim. Not going to talk about it. And the fascinating discussions that might be connected to this chakira of whether or not, you know, ksiva is equal to dibur, better than dibur, or inferior to dibur.